Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Dan of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Hey, Matt. I was just wondering your take on this idea. Is it possible that possibly NATO...
Dan, I'm not hearing you. Sam, could you make that clear?
And, you know, maybe humiliate Russia by creating another Afghanistan or Vietnam.
Yeah, I can't...
You know,
you're not coming in real clear.
Let them actually defeat Russia.
Can you put it on, I don't know if you're on speaker. Can you take it off speaker? Okay, there's been a phone glitch. We lost Dan. Dan, I invite you to call back. Look forward to talking with you. Well, there are some immediate sanctions that look like they are promising. For instance, there are now hundreds of planes that were leased that are stranded in Russia, because the leasing companies won't do business with them anymore. Boeing and the rest won't do maintenance on them anymore, worth about $12 billion. Aeroflot, their national airline, can't go into Europe, can't go into Canada, and can't go into the United States after Biden's statement last night in the State of the Union address. By the way, Aeroflot is known in the trade as Aerosplot. They have the highest accident rates of any airline outside of Africa. When I was in Russia in 1997 with the Justice Department during the thaw, during the Gorbachev thaw, during the Yeltsin thaw, we went from Moscow to St. Petersburg. You know, it's a hefty little distance. We were giving talks to Russian prosecutors, parliament members, and lawyers on the American legal system, our constitution, our rule of law. They were hungry for that information. They're very fine people, rank and file, very fine people. But our embassy wouldn't let us fly. We took a train, an overnight train, Moscow to St. Petersburg. And I said, why don't we just fly? They said, well, we want you to get there. And Aerosplot has so many accidents that you take your life in your hands if you get on one of them. Well, now there's no fear of that because they have nowhere to go. Can't fly over Europe, anywhere in Europe, anywhere in the EU or NATO countries. Can't fly anywhere in the United States or Canada. Not a lot of money flying in Africa. And to get there, they have to find a way to get there. Fly into Asia. China is starting to push back. You know, China, they're quite sneaky and treacherous, as you know, of course. I mean, here's the thing about China, what kills me, what's always slayed me. Second World War, the Japanese were brutal in China. The rape of Nanjing, tortured people. I mean, they were sadistic beyond belief. We went in and fought the Japanese to free China. My sister's father-in-law, Joe Brennan, a great man, he passed away, an elderly lawyer, was in the Army Air Corps, and he flew the Hump. They used to fly over the Himalayas in the mountain range to resupply the Chinese resistance. And there were no lights on the airfield where they landed at night, because they did not want the Japanese to know where they were. So this guy is landing airplanes at night with no lights, and occasionally the Japanese would take over an airplane, and then when our guys would, they'd capture them, it was very, very ugly. They were very, very brave. Joe Brennan, my sister's deceased now father-in-law. So how did the Chinese repay us? 1945, the war was over. 5 years later, they attacked us in North Korea to kill our Marines. That's how they repaid us. The North Koreans attacked South Korea and attacked us. We went in with an international force. In those days, even Turkey went along on our side. And I had another uncle, younger uncle, Gerald Monahan, my mother's younger brother, 20-year-old Marine, and he's there, stationed on Old Baldy, which is a mountain there. That's their name. I don't know what the name is in Korea, with a couple of machine gun units, and they're suddenly they hear these human wave attacks. These Chinese come swarming over, screaming with bayonets. Fortunately, we had air power. Ukraine doesn't have enough air power right now. That's why we should have a no-fly zone in Ukraine. In any event, Uncle Jerry and his buddies, these are all guys 20, 24 years old, Marines, about to be overrun. They call in air cover. They would come in and strafe the Chinese and kill a lot of them. The point I'm making is this: 5 years after we save them, they try to kill us. Now they do it in a slightly different way. They steal intellectual property, infiltrate the country with students and spies, pretending to be professors, steal our stuff. That's what they're doing. But at least so far, they've avoided violence. And they are starting to stab Russia, believe it or not. A little glimmer of hope. A little glimmer of hope. They stood with Russia and they said, you know, we're for Russia. Then suddenly Xi is saying, well, I don't like these civilian deaths. And now they are not switching to buy massive amounts of Russian oil. They're importing it from the United States because they are in arrears with us on our trade agreement that they start buying more American stuff. They said they'd buy wheat and soybeans. They knifed us on that one. Can't trust them. But at least they're very uneasy, and it looks like they're backing off on their threats to Taiwan. When they see how Russia has been isolated and sanctioned, and China still is concerned about being sanctioned themselves. And I don't know if you knew this, but Russia up until very recently, and even now, is denominated sort of a victim country, developing country, deserves special concessions from us while they steal our stuff. That's got to stop. Second largest economy in the world. They're not a victim country. They're not a country that we should give special accommodations to. I mean, how much brains does that take? How much brains does that take? I really like Liz Cheney. She's a Republican. I'm not going to agree with her on a lot of issues. I'm a Democrat, but I'll tell you this. She has guts. Not just standing up to Trump, but she also did the following. She said, our sanctions don't go far enough. The United States should stop buying oil from Russia and natural gas. And we should sanction the families of Putin and the oligarchs, the spawn of Putin, the spawn of the oligarchs, them and their kind, sons, daughters, extended family, all of them sanctioned, assets frozen. Every bank from Switzerland to Germany to the UK to the United States, frozen. I'd go one step further and say, seize them. Seize them the way we would if they were African potentates killing their people. Be a lot of money. They've stolen $1 trillion and transferred a lot of it back to Ukraine to compensate them for what they've suffered. And Europe can go along with cutting off Russia as well. If they did not get $350 million a day from Europe for oil and $300 million for natural gas, in conjunction with these other sanctions, they would collapse. As long as we give them that kind of money, they're not going to collapse. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.